Well, my wrestling name is actually Leland Race, L-E-L-A-N-D-R-A-C-E, son of Harley Race, correct.
Well, fantastic. I'm a big fan. I've heard that name all my life.
Thank you. I wish there were more people that thought like that.
Oh, that thought that were big fans?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, big fans and remembered the name.
Oh, yes. Well, that kind of shows my age, too, right?
There's a lot of people that do, and that some are really young and some are really old, so I'm not going to judge anything.
At least not while I'm recording it, right, and have proof.
I guess you got me on tape saying it, so...
I'm just kidding you. Now, tell me about, are you guys around the Kansas City area, your gym?
Well, we have the Harley Race Wrestling Academy, and World League Wrestling is owned and operated by Harley himself. We are actually based about 10 miles outside of Lake of the Ozarks. Pretty much right in the middle of Missouri.
So not too far away, really.
About 2.5 hours from Richmond itself.
Got it.
But we are one of the very few wrestling promotions and schools that travel for every single show most of the time. A lot of wrestling companies stay in one spot every single show, and you know, while that might be good in the short term, we do it for the long term, and we're in a different town every single time we run a show.
Great. Now, I know that you guys have been to Richmond quite a few times, and this event is kind of special because it's a benefit. Tell me a little bit about how you guys got involved with the benefit for Emily Hendricks.
Sure. There is a guy by the name of Rod Kennard who is pretty well known in Richmond, and he has a very large hand in, you know, helping out with the youth, I guess, for lack of a better word. And Emily Hendricks was one of the, the teenagers or youth group members, something along those lines, that he had helped out quite a bit, and if I remember correctly, I might be wrong, but if I remember correctly, she was a recipient of a double lung transplant, and, you know, sometimes the human body accepts it, and sometimes it doesn't, and unfortunately for her, I hate to misconstrue facts, but this is, I think, what I remember correctly, her body accepted it for a while, and then it just didn't work out, and they were hoping that she would be able to live past, or live up to the point of this show, so she could attend one more wrestling show, because her and her family both loved World League Wrestling. And it's been about a month or so since she passed away. They were trying to be able to get her to live at home, with her time remaining on Earth. And she exceeded the time, actually, that she was given by the doctors to be able to live. And so she was very strong in that fact. It's just crying shame that, you know, she wasn't able to make it to this one last show.
That is very, very sad, and especially since she loved you guys so much, you know, for her not
right.
to be able to see you guys put on this benefit for her. When is the benefit taking place?
Well, actually the event is, today's Friday, so the event is tomorrow night, and Richmond at the Richmond Community Center, pretty much smack in the middle of town.
And what time does it start?
The doors open at 6 p.m., and the bell time is at 7, roughly 7. We always start a few minutes later than norm, but we try to start as close to 7 as possible. There's tickets on sale at the collector's office and at City Hall, the Academy Bank, and Walmart. And there's also tickets available online at harleyrace.com at our online ticket store. And there will also be tickets on sale for tomorrow night, the night of the event, at the door. But they're $2 more, so it's best to go ahead and get them now so you can save a couple dollars per ticket that you buy.
Now, you guys offer group discounts as well, is that correct?
Correct, yes, ma'am. We, as long as it's a group of 10 or more, then we can get you $8 a ticket.
Great. Now, how much of the proceeds that you guys collect tomorrow night are going to go to Emily's family?
The way we term it is a portion of the proceeds go towards the family of the of any, you know, show that we do. But
gotcha.
It's always a portion. Yeah, but they also get a very large amount from the concession stand. That's a very, very large amount of money that they make that evening comes from the concession stand.
Okay. I just, right here on the flyer, it just says that proceeds benefit the family, and I wanted to make sure that, you know, that it was
right.
Just portions and not everything that you guys got. Now, tell me a little bit about who all is going to be on hand. What kind of matches are we going to see tomorrow night?
Well, tomorrow night actually is going to be crowning the WLW heavyweight champion. Prior to this show, back in, I believe, early June, a wrestler by the name of Jason Jones held the title for over a year. And Jason Jones was actually my name before I started using my real name of Leland Race. And there's a story behind that, one probably too long for this radio interview. It was probably, it was in the best decision of the company as well as myself and my dad's decision to vacate the title. And tomorrow night, there's going to be four guys, Elvis Aliaga, John Webb, Mark Sterling, and myself, Leland Race, wrestling to determine a new WLW heavyweight champion. So you will see either one of those four participants become the new champion for World League Wrestling. You will also see a return match for the WLW Tag Team Championships, and the Black Hand Warriors, Magnuson and Shadows, are going to be wrestling up against Chris Wallace and Britton Tucker. And there's going to be two new debuts for World League Wrestling tomorrow in the form of Dustin Bilesworth versus Jamel Harris.
And I'm looking at the flyer, and these guys look extremely young.
Yeah, yeah. we have a variety of different age groups within this company. You know, I started wrestling when I was 18 years old, and so I was really young when I first started, but that was also 10 years ago, too. So it's a variety of different age groups going on. We got people that are, you know, very, very low 20s to people my age where I'm almost close to being 30 years old. So.
Now, is there any parking or special instructions that people need to know before they come out?
No, everything is pretty upfront and self-explanatory. If I remember correctly, we go to Richmond quite a bit. That's one of our more favorite towns to go to, and we always have a good, very good turnout there in that Richmond area, and we want to try to continue that every single show. But there's no, like, fee for parking. If I remember correctly, the Richmond Community Center is kind of very close next to the police station, so it's a very big parking lot. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that people need to remember, but other than that, just bring your family, bring your friends, spread the word, and come out and be a part of this big event tomorrow.
And it starts at 7 o'clock, doors open at 6?
Yeah, the doors will open at 6 p.m., and the show starts at roughly 7, you know, give or take a couple minutes.
Okay, and I've been to a couple of wrestling events. Is it going to be, going to be a couple-hour event, 2 or 3 hours long? Can they expect to?
Yeah. It is going to be, well, our average goes from about 2.5 hours long to, you know, 3 hours, normally about two to two and a half hours. But keep in mind also, you know, we're a lot different than the wrestling you see on television.
Right.
We are a more traditional based, and we are definitely family-oriented, too. There's no cussing. So if people want to come there to see, you know, a good family friendly show, then this is a place to come to. Excuse me. It's a very good place to come to. We offer professional wrestling that, you know, was seen, 20, 30 years ago. Definitely not what you see on television today. So I think everybody will be in for a treat that comes to the event tomorrow.
And it's from what you're saying, it kind of sounds like your dad has kind of tried to keep everything, like you said, traditional, the way that it was when he was wrestling, you know.
Right.
So.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but yeah, that's the way he has been teaching. His academy has been open for nearly 15 years, and that has been taught since day one, and that's the way it is going to keep being taught until the end of time.
All right. Now, if anybody has any questions or say they just want to get involved with your all's Federation League, how can they do that?
Yeah, the best way to actually get in touch with us is, and I know this is very strange, but, you know, our motto of keeping it traditional our motto is shut up and wrestle, but a lot of people try to think of our stuff as traditional, but we actually do a lot of business and a lot of communication through email, which is very not traditional if you look at the grand scheme of it all.
Right.
But we have to keep up with technology and with the way the world's going today. So if anybody has any questions, please feel free to email. It can be found at www.harleyrace.com. And, you know, the email link is on the very bottom right-hand part of the screen.
All right. All right, Leland. I think that does it for the interview.